It was more than just another week here at Dove Valley. Hi there, Andrew Mason from here at Broncos headquarters, where, at least in the eyes of those observing the team, it seemed like the preparations for Sunday's game with the Seahawks took a back seat to the promotion of Jay Cutler to the starting quarterback slot.
He's got a tremendous amount of ability, so surprising a little bit just because of Jake's track record of winning, but nonetheless something that you knew was going to happen eventually.
Two-game losing streak simply exacerbated the transition.
He's going to have to play one day. You know, his day is now. So he's been waiting on it his whole life. You know, and I'm sure all you guys have been waiting on it because you've been talking about it since the day he got signed. So we'll see what happens.
Cutler's success on Sunday will rest on the entire team, not just on the rookie himself.
The team's chances of getting to the playoffs have a heck of a lot more to do with the 21 other players or the 10 other players on the field at, you know, whatever time. We have to do what we have to do.
I really believe he's going to have a good day. And I think if the rest of us have a good day, he can have a great day.
The only thing we can't do for Jay Cutler is two things like we did for Jake Plummer. Give him support and give him a short field to work that ball. That's all we can do, and that's what we plan on doing.
People love to focus on the quarterback. His job is obviously the most difficult and oftentimes the most effectual. But nonetheless, the other 10 guys put him in situations to make plays, and on special teams and defense, the other 11 guys do things that change the circumstances in the game. So all that is a factor.
And they have to operate as a team and not as a group of spectators watching a rookie quarterback toss lasers around the field.
My job is to actually go out there and try to make it as easy on it for him as possible, making sure that we can take a lot of pressure off of him. He doesn't feel he has to go out there and be a Superman. And he didn't have to do that. We have a good enough football team to win some football games. And I think if we protect him from a mental standpoint, because physically, he's ready, man. He's ready to do it.
Of course, Cutler might still be nervous.
Nervous is good.
The thing you could tell him is I still get nervous. So nothing changes. You know, obviously that position, it's a little different. And, you know, the magnitude on a national TV game. But I tell you what, since the kid's been here, his expression never really changes. So, you know, unless he's fooling us, it doesn't seem like he's going to be fazed by any pressure.
You don't want to go out there with being too cocky. And like I say, I think Jay is going to do an excellent job this week of not only being prepared, but making the right reads and making the throws that he needs to make and pulling the ball down, taking the sack when he has to take a sack and not putting us in a bad situation. And that's all we can really ask for.
I talked to Bus a couple times, my agent, and just said go out and play football, have fun. I mean, try not to think too much. I think that's one of the things I'm going to try to do early is get everything down so I can just go out there and react and not be second-guessing myself and thinking too much.
But it still might come down to the ground game, and the Broncos will have to overcome the fact that they've had their two worst games in the last 2 years over the last three games.
If we don't run the football well, it don't matter who's their quarterback. Trust me, it's going to be a long day.
But with Tatum Bell probable and expected to return, the Broncos could get a much-needed boost.
Nothing against the other guys, but I think he has the ability to give us that threat that we need in the backfield.
Getting Tatum back is definitely going to help. I mean, he's been nursing that foot for the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, I think he's going to be 100% and ready to go.
I hope I can get going early, you know, in offense, you know, settle Jay down. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he's going to be nervous, you know, whatever. But it's a big game, so hopefully we get the run game going. And that's what we want to do in every game, you know, if he was the guy or not. So hopefully that'll help him out.
But that's only half the battle. Denver's defense has to shut down a Seattle offense that now features all its key parts, including tailback Sean Alexander and quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. The challenge wrought by Alexander is especially daunting, considering that the Broncos have allowed 100-yard runners in back-to-back weeks.
Hey, we just got to play better in that second half. And we've done some good things, you know, consistently in some of the games that we've lost, but we've got to be a better second-half team. And, you know, that kind of goes back to practice, kind of finishing plays and conditioning, doing the little things the right way. And, you know, that's something that we're emphasizing this week.
Changes aside, this is a crucial game for the Broncos simply because of what is at stake, and especially so after fellow playoff contender Cincinnati beat Baltimore Thursday night.
You got to keep your eye on the target, and we're 7-4. I know a lot of teams in this league would love to be 7-4, and we're still very much in the hunt.
Guys got to come in and take care of business. It's an up and down season. We try to be on the upside more than you do on the down. It just happened to be that we're climbing up the hill right now and we're on our way back.
Sometimes that's what experience can do for you, you know, in the midst of a time where everyone wants to think everything's crumbling around you. All you know, you need one win, and that's all you can focus on. We need to get that this week.
And we'll be back after Sunday's game with a recap. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.